Well, hello there. Welcome to the On to the Next podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa, and I am so happy you are here. Hello, happy Tuesday. I hope that you have been well. Thank you, everyone, for the love I've had since launching season two. Thank you. Thank you for the feedback, the thoughts, the new topics that people want to hear me talk about. I am so excited, so thank you. I want to get right into it, and I want to just talk about the vibes these days. I personally have just been so tired. I'm like, I know I wanted to be a girl boss, but it's tiring. Like, no one talks about how tiring it is to be a girl boss. Okay? Because it's cute, it's fun, it's powerful. Like, yeah, I'm the director, the creative director, the hair, the makeup, the clothing, the stylist, the set designer, the videographer, the editor, I'm everything. I'm like, can someone just help me? Because I'm tired. And this is for the podcast specifically I'm referring to, / my life. Like, I am all these roles in my life. And I'm tired. And I'm not tired because I don't like doing it. It's something I love doing. So clearly I'm here and I do it happily. But I'm tired when, like, other things come up and I'm like, no, but I have a podcast to film, like, I'm busy. But it's like, no, you need to do that as well. So it's like finding that balance. And I feel like it's been like a common theme for people in my life. We've all just been exhausted, and it's all like good exhaustion. It's because we have so much opportunity and love and new experiences to be had. But it's also like, can I just like go and lay on a beach in Italy and like no one bother me, please? If anyone wants to fund that Italy trip, hit me up. Okay, lots of love. Hi. But like, can I just do everything from like a different country or like the beach or like literally anywhere else? I need like a change of pace. Okay. So I've just been in this rut, I feel like, mentally, and it's heavy. It affects other people. And I do my best not letting it affect other people because I hate being that person. But like, when everyone around me is in their own version of a rut and we're all just like in this together, it's like, okay, we need to pep up. We can't be like this forever. Obviously, we know it passes, but it is like a little reminder of like how you feel about yourself also gets put on to other people, whether you want it to or not. And it's a beautiful thing. That means people care. People want to be by you. Like, that's amazing. Like, you have so many people in your life who are a part of it for a reason. So when you have these bad days, it's nice to lean on people. Like, it's a beautiful thing to have people in your life who want to help uplift you. But it's also a thing of like, if you're having a bad day, you can lean on other people and own it. It's not a bad thing. I think that I was raised to always, and not on purpose, it was not something I was told. It just happened naturally because I am the oldest in my family, and being the oldest girl, like, I'm like the second mom. So since I was, my first memories, I was always taking care of somebody else, and I'm like, can someone just take care of me? I'm just like in that little space. And you know, I'm turning 24 in like less than 2 weeks. I'm trying to regroup and be like, let's get a grip, you know, and like, let's prioritize new things and new forms of love. But also I'm like, can someone just take care of me and like, let me just live my happiest life? Like, I want to be like Lennon Tipton from Zack and Cody. Like, can I just be her and live in a hotel and let daddy send me money and just live in that life and luxury? Because, you know, working for this life, it's going to be worth it in the end. I'm not mad about it. I believe I'm here for a reason. And I do believe that I am meant for greater things. And I know I have the capacity to get those things done. But it is a thing where, like, we as creatives, as artists, we get tired. But we also want to keep going because we have to. It's our livelihood. Like, we have to keep going. So it's like, where am I? Like, where is the middle ground for this? Because it's a lot after a while. So that's my little moment. I just need to take it off my chest because it's been a lot. And it's been all amazing things, but it's also nice to acknowledge that, like, yeah, I'm so thankful to be here. I'm so happy. I'm so lucky. But also, like, I need a break too sometimes. And this isn't just me speaking. This is for every human speaking who feels like they need a break sometimes. You can give yourself that grace to take a break and to recharge and to regroup. Sometimes a day off is necessary, even though someone like me feels like I'm wasting a day. I'm like, no, babe, you're not wasting a day. You're just rejuvenating. Like, you're energizing yourself for the next week or the next month that you have when you're just go, go, go. So that's my little PSA. Let's all work on this together. Let's take breaks and not feel guilty about it. And let's just continue to do that cycle. Feel your body. Like I said last week, your body knows more than you do sometimes. So feel your body, see what your body needs. If it needs a break, if it needs some extra love in different spaces, different areas, go give it to your body and to your mind and your heart and your soul and your spirit. And let's just try to always just do better, but also, like, do better for yourself, like, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. At the end of the day, we are our homes. No matter what, we are who we have for the rest of our lives. So I think it's very important to nurture and acknowledge that every day if possible. Do those daily affirmations, write in your journals, do the things you got to do to make sure that you know you are also being taken care of. On that note, I wanted to talk about some things I've been doing this past year that have really made a difference in my life. This is something I want to continue to do and to continue to talk about. And these are just things that I continue to do and I want to add to bring that spark back in my life and hopefully maybe in your life also. So let's start talking about it. For starters, a lot of the things I do to help myself mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, people always ask me, like, how are you go, go, go? How are you never just, like, chilling? Do you ever take a break? Do you sleep? Yes, I now require 8 hours of sleep in order to function the next day, like, happily, like a child, like a baby who needs like 18 hours of sleep. Like, I need at least 8 hours or I am literally unwell. Like, I am not in a good mood. I am not energized. I'm falling asleep, like, in public spaces. Like, I'm just a hot mess. I need my 8 hours. So that's one thing I've really instilled the past, honestly, probably this past year. I'm not going to exaggerate. I probably just started this, really doing this, like, consistently since January. It's getting those 8 hours of sleep, sometimes more when I have the time. But I just really needed to, like, break that cycle of, like, 5 hours this week, 6 hours today, 6 hours tomorrow. Like, no, I need to own, like, I need 8 hours of sleep, and that's okay. And, like, am I getting old? I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying to figure out what works best for my body. Everyone's time is different. That's what works best for me. The other things I like to do often is really make sure that I am doing some type of activity, whether it's a workout, walking, yoga, Pilates, I do aerial silks, something to move my body at least 4 days a week. I aim for 4 to 5, but I am nice to myself if I can even do 3 sometimes, depending on, like, traveling or, like, work-life balance, all that stuff. So I would say 3 to 5 times a week, I try to move my body, and that is something that is game-changing to my mental health, especially, obviously, physical as well. But I grew up as a dancer, and so I always was active my whole life. And when I got out of college, I was like, I need to keep moving my body. I need to still be able to do the splits when I'm 30 years old. Like, I can't. I worked for that so hard. I can't lose it, okay? So you will catch me at the gym doing my stretches, making sure I still can do the splits on both sides, and, like, trying to aim for the middle splits and just doing different little challenges for myself to make sure that I am still challenging myself in different ways outside of, like, the creative mind. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm always in the creative side of my brain, which is a beautiful thing. But I'm also like, let's do a little challenge. Let's see how far you can run today. Let's see how many crunches you can do. Let's see how many squats you can do. Let's see how many, you know, whatever it is, push-ups, pull-ups, whatever you're doing, like, just doing those little challenges and making you be your biggest competitor, not anyone else, is crucial. You should not be competing with anyone but yourself, and you should be competing with yourself solely to be the best version of yourself. It's not because you want to one-up him or one-up her, or because you want to make sure she knows you're doing better or he knows you're doing better, or, oh, like, I'm trying to get over him, I'm going to do better just to prove him that I'm hotter now. Like, no, we're getting better, we're getting hotter, we're doing better for ourselves. Everything else will come. You know, if you feel better mentally, physically, emotionally, then they're going to notice, and they're going to be like, damn, like, she's glowing. And then she's not glowing for you, she's glowing for herself, and that's crucial. So I think that's something that I've really been working on, is like also reminding myself, like, who am I doing this for? Am I doing this for me? Am I doing this for her? Am I doing this for him? Am I doing this for them? Like, where is this energy coming from? Because if it's not for me, I don't want to do it. It's not a healthy space to live in if I'm doing stuff like that for other people. I think I should be doing that for myself before anybody else. And then you'll find people who are like-minded and who have that same energy that they want to put in to themselves, and then you guys all do it together, and it's a beautiful little community you have. Okay, so let's think about those things. And some other things I've really been taking advantage of is my community that I have around me. I have at least one girl dinner like a week. I need my girl time. I need my girlies. We are literally all, like, whenever we're together, it's like we're in therapy. Just group therapy at this point, because it's all of us, and we all give each other's input, and we know how the other one works, and we've seen each other go through different things. So it's super crucial that I have my girls at least once a week to chit-chat with, to debrief with, to vent to go out with, and all the other things in between. And that has been game-changing. I look forward to a shopping day with my girls, or a dinner, or a night out. I just am always going to have fun. We are here to uplift each other and to be a part of the same team. And having that feminine, strong energy surrounding you is so game-changing to your mental and to what your worth is. Like, you realize, like, wait, these girls love me, I'm going to love me. And I love these girls, they're going to hopefully go home and love themselves. And we learn from each other. We have good days, we have bad days, we go through it, but we go through it together. And that's what's important. We come out together on the other side. And that is definitely something I have really been lucky to find, is my little girl group. And having a community of a bunch of girls who have love for themselves, who want to do better, and who want me to do better, who love me and who I love. And it's just a beautiful space to be in. And I'm always looking for more communities that can help me grow as a person. So if you want to be a part of it, hit me up. Let's talk. If you know of communities, like, I kind of want to do like a little like meet up with people, like those little like Facebook groups of like, oh, like, let's meet up, Chicago, like, single girls, let's meet up. Like, that's so cute. I want to go. So it's just like having a little thing, little experiences, meeting new people, all that stuff has been game changing for me. And it's something I really do well with. I am someone who feed off of other people's energy. I'm an extrovert. I do well in crowds. I need like different personalities and energies to come my way to like feed off of, to like rejuvenate me. Also, while I do love my alone time, I also really need time with other people and in other interactions with humans. And I think that's something I really value that I've learned this past year. That's been a lot of fun to kind of dive deeper into. Aside from that, I do the basic things all the girlies should be doing in some way, shape, or form. My nails are done. Every month I go get my nails done. I do my brows, I do my waxing, I do my, you know, my pedicure, I do my makeup every day. Doing my makeup every day is literally its own form of self-care and therapy. I find new hairstyles to do. I am finding new ways, you know, new skincare routines, like all those things. It's so like LOL, so cliche. Oh my God, of course, skincare, like that, whatever. But like, it makes a difference. 110%, it makes a difference to how I feel my day to day. And I ice my face every day, I drink my greens every day, and it is just my own little like self-love glow up starter kit, finding my spark again, all the ways, all the things. I think we as humans, and we as women especially, go through these flows of different energies, and making sure that you know when you need to perk up again and when you need to regroup and find yourself again is super important. I think we grow every day, and it's important to always find new ways to challenge yourself, love yourself, take care of yourself. So if you have more thoughts on this, please send them over to me. I would love to know how you take care of yourself and little things you implemented in your own routine every day, every week, whatever it is. I think that this is super important to talk about and to celebrate. So I would love to hear that. Okay, thank you. Thank you. I seriously want to know. Okay, on that same vein, one thing I want to talk about is my own version of the red nail theory. So yes, I do the red nail theory, not today because I had red nails for literally like 6 months and I was like, okay, I need to change it up. So I'm with a little light pink moment. Looks kind of white on camera, but whatever. The point is, red nail theory is basically a thing where like women who have red nails, they just happen to like have more confidence, like subconsciously there's more of a confidence. Think of like Marilyn Monroe, baby girl pulled up with red nails all the time, and that was like the like sex appeal and like the baddie energy that Marilyn had was like, you know, that we people, women, girls, TikTok, all the trends, whatever it is, we just find that when we wear red nails, we feel more powerful. And that powerful energy gets put back onto us by having other powerful people and people who have good energies coming to us or interested in us, etc. Especially for the single girlies, I've definitely found out that the red nail theory is real. You feel better when my friends get out of relationships. I say, go get your nails painted red and let's start over, because then you're going to have a new energy to you, and it's just a beautiful thing. I have my own new version of a red nail theory that I like to really do. I am now doing the, like, I'm going to name it the red lip theory, because it is a real thing. Anytime I go out and I wear red lips, I attract a new energy of people and of men that are just game changing. Like, I'm out at a bar and I had one time multiple different men who were like actually men, not like 19 year olds or 21 year olds asking me for my Snapchat. Like, no. Real men, like corporate America business white collar men, come up to me and be like, oh my god, your energy is amazing, whatever, whatever. And they like ask me out, or they ask for my number, or whatever it is. It's just like a different level of men that I'm attracting with the red lips. And after a few weeks, I'm like, this is like not normal. Like, I shouldn't, like, I know my worth, but also, like, to have like this level of like big baller men already be like, this is the one. I'm like, I mean, are we surprised? Just kidding. I just realized I sounded so obnoxious the past few minutes, and I apologize. I'm not saying this to flaunt or to flex. I'm simply saying this to prove my point of the red lip theory, okay? So for the girlies, if you want to go find your spark, red lips and a red nail, literally hold the presses. You will be, I can't even, like, they will need to have security come and help you out, because you will be swarming through the crowds because of all the love you will be receiving. I can't. Okay, myself. I'm laughing at myself. Sorry. Basically, the point is, after a few weeks, I met a guy. We hit it off, all the things. And he was like, oh my god, I just knew before I left I had to come and talk to you. I was like, why? Like, thank you. I'm flattered. But like, can I ask you why? Like, what made you think that? And he's like, honestly, I think it was the red lips. And I was like, are we surprised? Now, of course, I was like, teehee, the red lips, what do you mean? I'm just kidding. I kind of owned it and was like, oh my god, that's so funny. Like, what do you, like, of course, I was like, what do you mean? Because I want to hear more. I'm like, I have a podcast. I need this content. Can you tell me more? And basically, he was like, no, he's like, once you walked in, like, this whole crowd, you stood out, like, you were shining, you were radiant, and obviously, he's like, yeah, of course, you're pretty, he's like, and of course, you have good style and good energy, but, like, something about the red lips, he's like, I'm not trying to be weird, but it reminded me of, like, my mom, and I was like, good old Liz attracting the men with mommy issues, come hit me up, at this point, I'm just owning it. So I'm glad I could remind him of his mother. That's something new. And so I was just like, I like laughed, I'm like, oh, of course, oh my god. He's like, no, not in a weird way. It's like, I just remember older pictures of my mom, like in the 80s and the 90s, and she was always rocking red lips and just looked so happy. And so seeing that in you, it just really stood out. And he's like, it just was something that was I was really attracted to, and like I was drawn to, attracted to, like, spiritually, not only just like, oh, she's hot. And that was so cool. So he kind of confirmed it to me. He kind of confirmed it for me. Red lip theory, girls, there was never a bad time to rock a red lip. I learned that from my mom growing up, who also is a red lip and red nail queen. And if you know her, you'll know the love and the energy she receives and she also gives out to the world is game changing. And I just think that as we as women become more powerful, let's add more. Let's add more power and love, okay? And good energy. Let's rock the red lips. So, food for thought. If anyone is going out this weekend, I beg of you, a nice fit, like a little all black moment with a red lip, game changing. Please message me, text me, DM me, whatever you have to do. I need to know if this is confirmed. And red lips look different on everybody. Whatever color red looks best on you is what you should rock. Figure it out. Look at some inspo, look at celebrities, look at your favorite celebrities, look at celebrities who you might resemble, see what color red lip looks best on them. I need more of a deeper red, or like a not like an orangey fire red, if that makes sense, because I'm tan and I have like darker features, my brown hair, brown eyes, etc. So do whatever works best for you, but please let me know if you feel powerful in your red lips, okay? Lots of love, thank you. I hope to hear from you about that soon. Now, just to close things off, I want to talk about this is going to sound dumb, but like, bear with me. I want to talk about the concept of liking somebody new. Now, everyone we know, okay, yeah, I have a crush, or you grow up, you have different crushes in your lifetime, you have different people that you like, we love that. But when you really break it down and think about it, like, the thought of liking somebody new is so exciting because not only at any age this can happen, but also it's like you think that you're with someone currently and you think they are your world and that nothing else will get better than that and that they are the person for you. And then when something goes south and when they are no longer the person for you, or when they are no longer in your life anymore, and when they are no longer in your life for whatever reason that may be, whether it's good, it's bad, it's sad, whatever it is, you think, like, you lose hope, and you're like, oh my god, I will never like somebody the way I liked him or her. I will never find anybody who connected with me the way I connected with him or her. And I just think, babe, there are, what, 8 million people in this world? Maybe more now? I don't know. I promise you, you shouldn't have to force it to make it work. You will find your person when you are meant to find them, I believe. You also have 8 million plus, is it billion or million? I don't know. You have so many people in this world that you will come across. You haven't even met all the people who will love you yet. And you also haven't even met all the people you will love yet. Oh my, like, that is the most exciting and hopeful thought someone can have. And you think about all the people who go through these breakups or these different relationships or these phases with different girls, with different boys, and you're like, this is the one. And then they don't end up being the one. It doesn't mean you give up. It doesn't mean that you are done for life. You will never have somebody again. It just might mean that you connected with this person at the time that you connected with them with. And that's all. That was what they were here for. Helped you, they helped you grow, they helped you love, or whatever it is in that moment. But as you grow up, like I said many times before, you grow together or you grow apart. If you grow apart and you're no longer into those lives, it does not mean it wasn't good for you when it was a thing for you. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't mean that, oh, I hate them, oh, I regret them, oh, I should never give them the time of day. Like, no, they were a part of your life at the time you needed them to be. They came in your life and they left your life at the perfect timing that you needed them to be in your life and that you needed them to leave your life. And that is okay. That is a beautiful thing. We are human. We go through flows and we go through different experiences and energies in this lifetime. The only thing promised to us is that we do not have forever, sadly. So with that being said, you take advantage of what you get in the moment and you have fun with it and you live with it. And then when it's time to go, it's time to go. And I can get so emotional thinking about letting go of things. It's very sad. When it's time for something, for someone to go, it is very sad. It is not easy. Please do not think I am ever trying to diminish the process or the art of letting things go. But what I will say is, after you let things go and you are free and you are clean and you have a fresh start, nothing is more exciting than a fresh start and then a new beginning. And so with that, I remember after my relationship ended, I felt dull. I was like, what am I going to do? Where do I start? Where do I begin? But I also, after like a few days of like being in that negative, like, ugh, what do I do energy, I was like, oh my God, I have the whole world in my hands now. I have no one stopping me. I cannot be happier or luckier that I have this opportunity for a new beginning and a fresh start. And so from that point on, I was like, I'm going to be okay. And while yes, I thought for a few times, like, oh my God, I'm not going to find anybody. Oh my God, I'm not going to be able to connect with anybody the way I connected with him. And then when you start to like somebody new, you laugh at the thought that you thought you weren't going to find somebody better. Does that make sense? Like, you think the one you're with now is the one. And then when it doesn't work out and you're sad, like, it's for a reason. Like, it's going to be okay. You're going to laugh at the thought that you thought he was the one. And then when you're with your soulmate and when you're with the love of your life, you're going to be like, oh my God. I do believe we can have different loves of our lives at different times. I do believe that. So there are different versions of love that you will have in this lifetime, and that's a beautiful thing. But I just want you to remember that you should not limit yourself. You should not think that just because nothing worked out for you with that past guy, just because things ended quickly or abruptly or not on your time, does not mean that you are not worthy of love and does not mean that you are not meant for love or for bigger and better and things and humans. So please, when you go through these flows, sit in it. Let you go through it, let you go through the sadness, but also remember that sometimes change is a beautiful thing, and that more times than not, when one door closes, another one opens, and you will be okay. So I am gonna end on that note, because I just want everyone to really process that and just think about it. Food for thought. Just remember that in a few years this will all be fun and games to you, and you will laugh and be so proud of yourself for getting through whatever hard thing you were going through currently. And on that note, I am going to end with a little inspirational quote to leave you with, to remind yourself things are going to be okay, things will happen when they're supposed to happen, and that we can allow and love and welcome change. This quote is short and sweet and simple, and it says, "It's scary when things change, but it's scary when things stay the same." Let's end there. Welcome the change. Welcome the unknown, and just know it's all part of your process and all part of your journey. So, with that being said, thank you so much for being here with me today. I appreciate the love and the support and the energy and the good vibes. Please, 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 you know the drill. Like, comment, subscribe, share, repost, all the things. Tell everybody about the podcast. Send all the love, and I'm sending you all the love and the good vibes for you this next week. I cannot wait to see you when we are on to the next episode next week. Bye.